Hey, welcome to the Bug Out Prepper podcast. I'm Mike Rondo, and today I'm just going to do a short podcast on the basics of beginning. Where do I start as a new prepper if I'm just want to get off my butt and start getting to it? So, first place I'd start. Let's do five. Five areas that get your butt moving on and prepping. Number one, water. You're going to want to store water, and how much? And that's probably never enough. But that really depends on your situation, where do you live, and the water sources around you. I would just start stocking up with, obviously, the water bottles. To start, they will eventually leak, but they will store for quite a long time. Also have ways to make your water potable. If you have power, you can boil it or fire. Iodine tablets, bleach, purification filters. So get your water handled. Get your water handled today, tomorrow, and the next day. Get your water handled. Number two, food, because the guy's got to eat. So I'd buy a lot of food. Start slow. Just get going. Buy things that'll store long term, like rice and beans. Lots of canned stuff. Remember, there's gonna be expiration dates. You can probably fudge on those up to 6 months, maybe longer. Don't eat anything that smells weird when you're down and out, because boy, you can get sicker, and that'll kill you faster than just the bad food. So, pick up some MREs, that type of camping, hiking food. You can store those for a long time and eat them either way, especially if you're bugged out. I'd try to get up to 6 months of food if you could. And you can obviously buy these prepackaged food containers that, they taste just fine for what they are, but they'll keep you alive, and that's the idea, and it might save you from having to figure out what to store. So, okay, number three, let's get, we've got our water handle, we got our power handle. We got our food handled, our water handled. Now let's get to power. So if you have power, obviously it's going to make your life a lot easier. But if you don't, especially if you live near the coast, a hurricane can mess you up. Tornadoes can knock down power for a long time. But I'd consider a generator, no matter where you live, but really, certain areas like hurricane zones and stuff like that, the generator, man. It could keep your fridge going. It could keep you refrigeration. It might even give you air conditioning just to keep you alive in that kind of situation just a little bit. But look into it. Start maybe saving up for it if you don't have the cash for it right off the bat. But lots of batteries, lots of candles, fire starter, things like that. Okay, so you get your power handle. Now, let's talk briefly about defense. Now, I grew up out west, and we hunted, and we had guns, and we like to think we were responsible with them. And so where you fall with that is up to you, but I think that you should have some sort of defense, but you want to be responsible and make sure you know what the hell you do with that. Along those lines, I would try to pick up some sort of shotgun. Obviously a pistol, and I'll leave it to you with the rifles. So, I mean, I have hunting rifles, and that's all I feel like I need, but other people have other thoughts about that, but it's better to have something. I would also pick up a bow if I could, maybe even a crossbow, and learn how to use that thing, learn how to trap. Any kind of skill like that is going to be very useful, but you want defense. You don't want to just be standing there holding on to you know what when you need to have something in your hands. Okay, and last, have a bug out bag ready and a bug out plan ready that you and your family and friends know about, and a backup plan, so you know where you're going to meet, know how you're going to contact each other, know how what's what. Okay, that's it. It's just short and sweet today. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Again, I'll put the link to my YouTube channel and Facebook page in the description. Also, I'll put a link to a free survival tool if you want to click on that and head over to Survival Life. They have a pretty cool free survival tool if you want to check it out. Mike, if you guys have any comments or subjects you'd like me to cover, please head over to the YouTube channel and comment on there and subscribe. All right. See you guys soon. Till then, until next time, keep repping.